Hey, Ravens fans. I'm Garrett Downing. You know him. Of course, this is John Eisenberg, BaltimoreRavens.com columnist. We're in the second half of the season, John. The Ravens are 6-2, but a really tough stretch coming up here through the last 8 weeks. Head coach John Harbaugh talked about it earlier this week, said, we're playing all right, but we have to get better. We need to get better. We like where we're at, but the second half is tough. So, with that being said, what do the Ravens need to do specifically to get better?
Well, I would start on the offensive side of the ball. The most important thing is they need to establish some continuity. I mean, this is sort of a big picture suggestion or thought, but continuity. You look at like last year, they bounced back and forth between emphasizing the run, emphasizing the pass. Then towards the end of the year, as they've done before, they settled into a flow with, the run setting up the pass. Flacco threw about 25 to 30 times a game. Ray Rice was a big part of the offense every week. I think you have to get beyond that home road thing. Yeah. Establish a continuity where you're the same team on the road and at home. And so I think that's the main thing they need to do on offense.
Well, you said, you mentioned last year. It's kind of been very similar this year. You know, there's been the passing game and the running game. You know, earlier in the year they spread it out, no huddle, up tempo kind of offense. They still like to run that a little bit, but Sunday against the Browns it was more of the huddle up, slow it down, ground and pound kind of thing. What do you expect to see Sunday against the Raiders?
I think that you will see a change from the past. I mean, I do think that in the second half of the year, and going back to what I said before, I think that the run will come first. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably what the Ravens are, that's what they do best, and that's what they're going to do. However, Joe Flacco's quarterback rating at home is 108, or something like that. You have to use that.
Yeah.
Use that. I mean, it's bombs away sometimes at home. So I think you're going to see the run setting up the pass instead of the opposite, which has been the opposite, has been true in quite a few games the first half of the year. I think you're going to see the run setting up the pass, but I think the pass, you're going to see some downfield shots. You're going to see, long attempts downfield. That's what they've done well at home this year.
Well, defensively, they should have a little bit better effort against Cleveland. Trent Richardson still went for over 100 yards on the ground, but as a whole, no touchdowns given up, held them to field goals, the classic bend but don't break example. Where does the defense need to get better? Is it stopping the run?
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly stopping the run and the pass. I mean, they're ranked in the 20s in both categories. Mm-hmm. The defense would say they're on the field a long time in the first half of the year. They would like to see that change, I'm sure. But where the defense can get better, I actually talked to Jameel McClain in the locker room about that this week, and he had some interesting things to say. He said, we're not old. We're a lot younger than people think we are. We got a lot of guys that are out there playing that haven't played that much pro football. I mean, they haven't started. And when you really think about the personnel, maybe in the secondary, other than Jimmy Smith, I think you've got some veterans. Mm-hmm. But the front seven, especially with Nada banged up and a lot of people rotating in and out, there's a lot of young guys rotating in there. Undrafted free agents that haven't started before. And Jameel was saying he expects to see improvement from individually from those guys the second half of the year.
What about Sunday? You know, Darren McFadden might be out, unsure. He's dealing with an injury. The Raiders threw the ball 61 times last week with Carson Palmer against the Tampa Bay Bucks. What do you expect to see from them? Is it going to be the aerial attack, or are they going to try to run the ball?
I see the aerial attack coming. Here it comes.
Watch out.
Yeah, if Darren McFadden's out, he's a great player, Darren McFadden. If he's injured, they're not going to get very much yardage on the ground. They're going to throw. And Carson Palmer's had luck against the Ravens, so I expect to see more of that.
Big picture question. We talk about what they need to do to improve the second half. Do you see that happening?
Yeah, I mean, I do think it will get better. I mean, John Harbaugh said historically, every year he's been here, they've gotten better in the second half of the year, and you can make that argument. They've won a playoff game every year, and you have to improve to win a game in the playoffs. So there's a lot of room for improvement, but they have some good players, and I expect to see improvement second half of the year.
And that can be a very good thing. You know, it's nice to start well, but it's more importantly how you're playing at the end of the year and how you finish.
Definitely.
All right, John. Well, thank you very much. You gave us some good stuff to look forward to this weekend against the Raiders. And you fans, make sure you keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.